There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Yep, that's us. That's us. And this is me. Hello, John Potter. It's live and local 9 to noon each and every Saturday on these fine radio stations. Glad to be here. I was nagged by my truck the whole way over. That DEF stuff. I'm going to get some. All right. But the funny thing is, like 2 days ago, it told me I had 99 more miles to drive this truck before, you know, these trucks punish you. These diesels, if you don't get your DEF, it will, from what I heard, I never experienced this, but the dashboard tells me it's going to reduce the speeds down to something ridiculous if I don't put the DEF into the truck. And so 2 days ago, it said you have 99 more miles to go. And I swear, since then, I've just driven 5 miles. Well, now the truck just says it's very, very low and you're going to be slowed down soon or something to that effect. But why can't it just tell me how many miles I have left to go? My own truck can't be honest with me. It's purposely hiding how many more miles I have left on my DEF. To push me to doing it right now. Do it now. So frustrating, that's all. And plus, you know what? I spent half the week arguing with, because it doesn't exist, Amazon customer service. They don't have any anymore. No, really, look. Go on the Amazon site if you have a billing issue. There's not even a link for billing issues. There is a phone number, but it's an automated system, and they'll do everything they can to keep you away from a human being. This is so disappointing to me because the last time I called customer service at Amazon was like, I guess it's been too long ago, like, what, 10 years ago? And it was a nice guy in Washington State, and he took care of me. That's fine. Now, after a half hour of being on the phone with the machine, it's always some Philippine guy in his house. And they have, which I don't mind, I'm not being racist or anything, but they have no power to do anything. You know, they won't correct the issue. I'll tell you what the issue is. I swear, this will take just a minute. My dear wife has had a monthly kitty litter subscription for 10 years, started before we met for good reason, because, you know, those boxes are very heavy, you know, don't go to the store. She has a Amazon deliver it every month, kitty litter. These boxes are like 50 some pounds of kitty litter, and they're backing up in my garage. I got like 12 boxes already. I've been donating these boxes like crazy. I go to SPCA, and right now I'm starting to get, I go to their thrift shop and donate the kitty litter, and now I'm starting to get the weird looks from them, like, why is this ex-TV anchorman, where's he getting all this kitty litter kitty litter from? What's going on? So we're still getting it. Anyway, it used to be Washington State. Everything is a guy in the Philippines now. HP, you know, Amazon, whatever. All right, I got it off my chest. I feel great. How you doing, Craig?
I'm doing very well.
You want some kitty litter?
No, thank you. Yeah, I had one. I've had my last cat has passed away. I haven't brought myself to replace him yet, but I couldn't go through 50 pounds of kitty litter in 4 months.
Well, I think it's actually 2 or 3 months. I get it. I don't know. I just said a month because that's what it looks like in my garage with 12 boxes.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah.
Stuff. Yeah. So anyway, enough about me. What's going on? Oh, Northern Nevada, pretty soon you'll be seeing the burner mobiles, if you haven't already, the overloaded hippie school buses with their bald tires and questionable brakes pulling overloaded trailers. Burning Man officially starts on the Sunday after tomorrow, the 24th, goes to Labor Day, and then we can get psyched for the rib cook-off. But do you have any idea how much people have to bring to Burning Man? It's basically, I never knew this till I talked to this burner at the Keystone Save Mart last year. It's basically all survival mode stuff. And this burner, he said you have to have jumper cables, an air compressor, space blankets. I think those are those reflective things, and I think they put them on their windshields or something with magnets. Toe strap or chain, because remember the mud of 2023? You need an air filter for your generator because of all the dust up there. Starting fluid for it, extra fuel filter. Dust gets in the fuel. I don't know how. He said spark plugs. Take extra like a carb cleaner, starting fluid, water filters, RV fuses, first aid kit, spare tire, tools. Wow. And he says definitely get, now this is what he says, get a license plate light because, quote, they will pull you over for anything just to get a look inside. Really? And on the drive? A big, huge portion of it. There's no cell phone coverage, no gas stations, no stores of any kind or even houses till you get to Gerlach. So anyway, at the Keystone Save Mart, I watched this man purchase a huge amount of pickles and whiskey, you know, because each burner seems to have his or her thing that they set up shop with or maybe trade. He said the year before at Burning Man, nobody could find anybody who brought hot sauce. And so that was like a tragedy there. Don't forget the hot sauce, even with those temperatures. And burners hate people who bring e-bikes. He said they ruin the vibe of the desert, and they're always breaking down. They're not made for the hot desert. Makes sense. And I was told that another must to have out there is the helicopter insurance for medical issues, which really is a must. That is, you know, the only way to get critical medical help from the Black Rock Desert. However, tragic news on this, there is no affordable medical insurance to be bought this year because the insurance company that offered it merged with another company. And there's no more $50 Burning Man helicopter coverage edition like they had before. It's now like this huge amount of money, I hear. But anyway, I'm sure he's going to be back this year. He loves Burning Man. The only thing he really complained about was the, let me think how he said it, that big-ass art car that was moving at a sloth-like 25 miles per hour coming up north from Fernley. That was the only thing. And if you encounter that, and you will, not just from the big ass art car, but if you're stuck, there are two lane roads with a line in front of you that you can't pass, you know, especially Route 34 between Gerlach and Black Rock there. As I relive some difficult Highway 95 memories here. I know what that's like. And troopers will tell you that they go out and they deal with many burner vehicles that block the road after their brakes catch fire because many burners have no experience with heavy loads and steep, winding, two-lane downgrades. No vacation for the troopers during Burning Man. Much of the area going up to Burning Man is beautiful country worth visiting, but it's not if you're in a hurry to get to Black Rock City. You can have 180 miles of no services and no cell phone reception. Anyway, have fun! If anybody has some good Burning Man advice, something folks should know, do share, my friends. We're at 775-884-9910. I have never been. I just don't, you know, I just don't see it for me. Craig, I asked him before we went on, it has not gone, but you volunteered for some road work with this big event?
The deal is they put flaggers out, like at the junction in Wadsworth, to control traffic, like the burners. We actually cover up the stop sign at the end, at the turn to come into Wadsworth, into Reno, or go toward Fernley. But yeah, no, it's I rented a motorhome when I had my motorhome. I rented my motorhome out to one of my coworkers, and he came back and he says, "I've spent 2 days cleaning this, and there's dust in places I could not even think about how it got there. I didn't want to think about how it got there." But yeah, he says, "I'll pay for more cleaning if you want to." So,
yeah. Speaking of which, why I'm not saying they should not do this, but how do people rent vehicles to go there and come back? I know people who rent RVs, and the RVs, those people must know where these things are going. I mean, don't they all have the rental cars, GPS, and all this kind of stuff? And they know where you're going and stuff. But how do you clean out the rental cars? I heard a story about, I think it was an RV dealer who rented out the used RVs on his lot. And after a week of Burning Man, they were trashed and ready to go, which they were going to go there anyway. You know, so he sells them cheap or something like that. Same thing with bicycles, you know, when they come back after a Burning Man. I just don't like dust. That's the whole story. I got enough at home. You know?
Yeah, your kitty litter's not dust free, huh?
I got kitty litter. I got dust. I don't have DEF yet for the truck, and it's going to nag me all the way home. I don't see a phone screener on the new computer. There. A little closed circuit information for you. So let me know if we get any calls, my friend, okay?
I will do that.
All right. I'm John Potter, live and local. 884-9910 is our number. Be back in a short while on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 918.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk, KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
FM News Talk time is 9:22. John Potter live and local, taking calls in the order they come in. Bob, glad you called up. Welcome to 99.1 FM Talk from Sparks. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, John. I'm still laughing about your description of the Burning Man. I'll tell you, after that, and I've heard this, I would do Naked and Afraid before I would go to Burning Man. Have you ever seen that show?
I think it's the same thing, actually. But
Who would want to see Naked and Afraid?
I don't know.
Yeah, but they run into some really tough things. But I'll tell you, and I'm just thinking about this. You ought to start a podcast, okay? That way, I can listen to you when I'm doing yard work, when I'm driving, whatever. Have you ever thought of a podcast or something like that?
A couple of people have said the same thing. Yeah, I used to do kind of a podcast from my backyard. It was a video thing. It was like a 10-minute video thing I'd do every week in my backyard. It was on my Facebook. It was a Channel 2 Facebook, and I had 9,000 followers. And they locked me out of it. So my personal Facebook is only 80-some followers. And I guess I need people to put the effort into doing that. I know if you put the effort in, then you get the 9,000 people. I'll get to that.
I just realized, John, is I haven't joined you. I'm not a friend on Facebook yet.
No, well, join the cover. Nobody is. All right, Bob, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. I love feedback, and a text I got after last Saturday's show, Mr. Potter. you and 99.1 give Reno too much credit for conservatism. Nevada voted for President Trump, but not Washoe County and Las Vegas. It was the overwhelming rural Nevada vote that carried Trump across the finish line. Northern Nevada is nothing without the rural counties, Reno included. The question you should be asking is, what do rural Nevadans know that urban people don't know, including Reno? This is from VT in Reno. Thanks, VT. Folks, this is from a rant that I did. Last Saturday about how Northern Nevadans, it was about Northern Nevadans who vote for Southern Nevadans for state office, oblivious to the fact that the South wants to take from the North anything they can, from water to tax money for the betterment of the South, throwing their weight around. And this has been going on since our state's beginnings. Reno up north, Las Vegas down south. We really are two different states. We're different landscapes. We're different culture. We're different industry. We're different needs, just like Southern and Northern California. And each wants what the other has. We want Northern Nevada to have what we deserve, of course, and we don't want our share of state taxes to benefit Las Vegas, and we don't want them to take our water like they tried to do some years ago. Here's what I said last Saturday. If there's a political contest for an important state office, if it's between a Southern versus Northern Nevada, we have to vote Northern, folks. To me, that comes first over party. How did we end up with Sisolak, who closed schools and drove countless small businesses to bankruptcy and triggered a terrible jump in Nevada suicide rate? How did he get elected? It was the Northern Nevadans who voted for a Southern Nevada politician over the candidate from Northern Nevada, Adam Laxalt. And that put Sisolak over the edge. Northern Nevada did that. And there's a real conflict over who benefits most and who gets screwed between the North and the South, right? The South will take what they can get from us. And too many Northerners go against their own interest when they vote for Southern Nevada politicians. Northern Nevadans tipped the scales for Sisolak. Now this person who wrote the text says Nevada voted for President Trump, but not Washoe County and Las Vegas. It was the overwhelming rural Nevada vote that carried Trump across the finish line. True. And good for them. And that reminds me, it reminds me how I just don't get this attitude that the state party Democrats have with this, well, you know, it's those rurals. They keep voting Abaday, and they're the ones who got Lombardo in. It's just the rurals. Yeah, it was. They're Nevadans. Their votes are just as important as your big city votes. But back to what I said about Southern, Sisolak winning over Northern Laxalt. Sisolak won because Northern Nevadans voted for him. Get this. He won by 39,687 votes over Laxalt, and he got 91,664 votes from Washoe County alone. We put him over the edge in this election three times over. Washoe County did. Sisolak won Washoe County, the county that sent him and his Vegas cronies to take over the state. So, yeah, I'm sorry. I see it every election, and it drives me a little crazy. All right, some good news here. Happy, happy news. our local, oh, by the way, the fire, Rancho Haven, I'll get to the happy news later. I don't have time for that. There's a lot of happy news you got to stick around for. But, okay, the big fire, Rancho Haven, they stopped forward progress on it. They have been on the mark, these firefighters. I mean, I have rarely seen brush fires and other wildfires capped so quickly. Good job on that. But it came out, I guess, last night that the cause of this fire, according to, forget what TV station I saw, but they said it was a a person, I guess a man, was grinding metal. I'm sorry, but I hope I didn't break anything. How many times have we seen this before? How many times do we see this, a wildfire caused by somebody in their backyard grinding metal? First off, I got to say, I had no idea so much metal grinding was going on outside of Reno. It's just an education for me to find what people, so much of this metal grinding, and I just like Burnett, I don't get. All right, we're going to break for Fox News and be back. Greg Neft has local news after Fox News. I'm John Potter, live and local. We're going to be talking health with Derek Lee up next. He has something brand new. Can't wait to hear and see what the deal is on it, too. So back shortly. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:30.
Proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. Current Reno temperature, 72 degrees. Hello, Derek Lee of BrainHealthFormulas.com.
Hi, John. How are you?
How was your customer service? I was doing a rant when I came on at 9 o'clock how Amazon customer service is now a dude in his house in the Philippines.
Yeah, it's fun, huh?
I'm literally saying this is how it is right now. No more calling Washington State. No more even. They don't even provide a link to solve billing issues.
Wow.
Because they don't want to hear from you. So, as a kitty litter, it's a long story. Anyway, how is your customer service at BrainHealthFormulas.com?
The good thing about my customer service is I handle all of it. And so if we don't get back to people in a timely fashion, please just keep reaching out. We have a tremendous amount of orders, a lot of emails, a lot of phone calls we're continually taking. So please be patient with us. And if you don't hear from us within 1 to 2 days, please reach out again as we get overwhelmed with calls and information.
You are customer service, though.
I am. I am the one.
I have to say, you look a little tired today.
It's a lot. It's a lot of work.
You're working 20 hours a day, it seems.
I've asked the universe to provide me an extra 4 hours of every day so I can get more sleep.
Well, work on that. Work on that. But you were telling me what's the 7 o'clock business you were telling me?
I typically leave my office around 7 o'clock at night. Uh-huh. And get there by 7. So those are my days.
But when you tell me about this overwork, you have this big smile on your face, and you enjoy it.
I do. I love it.
There's no cure for this for you.
It's not work if you love what you're doing.
Yeah.
And so I really do enjoy it. It's a lot of work, and there's a lot of enjoyment as well. It's fulfilling. It's great to have a bunch of new customers this week, a lot of returning customers, and we're getting a lot of new questions, a lot of new solutions.
Oh, my gosh.
It's really transformative. We have a lot of great reviews I'd like to share with the audience.
And
so it's been really a transformative week in a lot of ways.
Derek, they're writing me.
That's
I know,
great.
Honestly, I can read an email that I got on my Yahoo here. I'll pull it up. But people are asking me because I talk on the air about how I've been using Restore.
Yeah.
And have been for well over probably about a year and a half. And it makes me feel great. You know what's great is I rarely, a little side story here, when I do the show, I don't eat a big breakfast before the show because it slows you down. Eat a big meal, you know, you're tired, you're digesting the food and everything. With your Dragon's Blood and your The Balancer capsules, that's what I took this morning. I had this big, huge plate of spaghetti and meatballs this morning.
Wow.
And it's not slowing me down one bit.
That's amazing.
Because I started off the morning with two of your capsules, two of your products, The Balancer. And now the Turbo Blue.
Yep.
I take every other day, but Dragon's Blood, still doing fine, man.
That's great.
I'm low on that. Let's go to Blake calling from Sparks. Hey, Blake, you're here with John and Derek on 99.1 FM Talk this half hour. Good morning. Go ahead.
Morning, John. And before I get started, spaghetti for breakfast is crazy work. I just want to say that real quick.
Delicious.
Second, that is wild, John. That is just too far out there. Second of all, Derek, I wanted to know if you have something. I just came back from Vietnam. I had a bunch of fish, shrimp, all that good stuff, and I am having the worst gout flare-up of my life right now. And wow. So I was wondering if you had something for that or if anything like that's down the pipes maybe.
So gout's a tricky one. I've experienced gout myself a few years ago. It's tricky. So I would sip from an ingestible thing, ingestible product. I think the lactoferrin formula would probably be the best thing to address that. Lactoferrin is kind of a cure-all for everything. And on top of that, the skin serum, the advanced skin serum, will really, really knock that down pretty fast. That's the formula I used to knock down my own gout when I had that a couple years ago. So that's because DMSO can transport the copper peptide directly through the skin and actually produce a lot of anti-inflammatory effects really fast.
Perfect. Okay, and is your store open today?
I'm going to be there, but I don't know when for sure, so I'd be reluctant to actually tell you when I might be there.
Yeah.
So
that's fine. Even if it's on Monday, that's fine.
Okay, yep. Definitely be there on Monday.
All right. Thanks, Brian. Awesome. Appreciate it. And before we get to the new product, you are so often ahead of you're ahead of the curve with your ingredients. An ingredient you bring up today, I find, makes the news some 6 months later. Now, your Turbo Blue with the blue methylene, you put that out a few months ago, and now Google it, folks. I just saw it today. Blue methylene is everywhere, even news articles now. And here's one from Newswire this morning. It says, quote, researchers discovered that methylene blue can act on mitochondrial function, the energy-producing centers of cells, and influence cognitive performance, memory, and overall mental clarity. This ingredient went from being a late 19th century ingredient for textiles, now recognized for its applications in medicine research and neuroscience. What made you take this product and use it in one of your brain health formulas?
Because the capability, what it does, what I like it, is it enables the blood to carry an extra oxygen molecule. And so especially as we age, I believe the brain actually becomes deficient of oxygen availability. You know, and people who end up with strokes or cognition issues, majority of that has to do with the brain not having enough oxygen. And so methylene blue is an easy way to add an additional oxygen molecule to be transported through the blood. So it's kind of it's an easy way to improve and increase our oxygen availability in the blood itself.
Last week, you debuted your first nasal spray. It was oxytocin. This week is a very new nasal spray, only, I guess, the second that you've come out with. And what is this one?
This is a copper peptide. This is something that we've played with or experimented with. I got to try to change my language I'm using so it sounds more professional.
Speak as you are because you know, we're not medical scientists here. What is peptide? Let me start with that.
Copper peptide, what copper peptide is it's a copper molecule that's bonded to a chain of three other amino acids, which is glycine, histidine, and lysine. So when copper binds to other chains of amino acids, it then becomes a peptide, and more than a single amino acid is amino acid. When you have chains of amino acid, that actually forms a protein. That's also a way of chelating an amino acid or amino acids or a peptide or a protein, because then it becomes a messenger. Then it becomes, it can only be uptook by certain areas of the body, so you can't ever really get to a place of being over-concentrated with copper. So we can actually have more copper circulating in our system to improve anti-inflammatory effects, to be able to fight off fungus, bacteria, virus, because copper in itself is antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal. And so there's a ton of benefits to it. The RDA came out with, we only need 2 milligrams of copper per day. I could make an argument that I believe that's about 5 times less than what we need. I think we need to be closer to around 10 milligrams of copper per day. But if we can't utilize it, then that actually becomes a copper toxicity, because then we have excess copper. However, if we have a copper supplement bonded to other amino acids, then it's chelated, and we don't ever reach toxic copper toxicity. We just have copper availability. And if we have circulation issues, that can, I can easily get to the place of, that's because we don't have enough copper in our body. If we have vascular issues, that can be because we don't have enough copper. If we have any cognitive decline, that can be because we don't have enough copper peptides. Mitochondrial function, lack of energy, all these things can be associated with not having enough copper peptide.
So, I've heard this about copper.
It's amazing.
Yeah, how interesting that is. And I just took a snort of this this new nasal spray. Very undignified word I used there. What's the name of it?
We just call it what it is, copper peptide.
Copper peptide. Has a little bit of a slight burn to it. What is that?
That's probably just the saline. I use saline. It's the same as oxytocin. I mean, I use saline, and I add xylitol. That xylitol eventually will get to having a more of a sweet taste in the back of the throat, but the first shot is going to the first snort, as John says, might sting a little bit, because that's going to circulate this. It's going to push the saline straight through, and then after that, it should be a little sweeter on the back end.
Saline delivers it, huh?
Yeah, saline's a delivery. Xylitol is antifungal, antibacterial, antiviral. Xylitol is very beneficial. I use a xylitol from white birch, a bark from a tree. And so it's not extracted from GMO corn or things like that, that most are. So it's very beneficial, very health conscious, and there's multiple benefits from using saline, xylitol, and then utilizing copper peptide to reduce inflammation, even in the brain, improves cognition. It can even be a neuropreventative for cognition issues, especially as we're aging.
Is this like the oxytocin nasal spray, where you just have one shot every 12 hours?
You can do one spray once, right? One nostril. I actually recommend doing one spray each nostril morning and night, taking copper peptide
I've been using just half of that, and I feel awesome. Well, of course,
you don't have to. I'm just saying you can. Whatever you get, people get to experiment with it. I just provide parameters, people can increase beyond what I recommend or not. It's just they're just variables. I encourage people to experiment with it. Oxytocin in particular needs time to kind of build up in our system, and to, especially if we've been deficient with it for a long time. As we age, I believe it's a significant factor of why it's more challenging for the brain to repair itself, is if we don't produce enough oxytocin, then we really lose that bonding capacity within the brain itself. And this is where oxytocin comes in, starts to put things back together.
There are cases where the brain does not produce enough oxytocin?
Yeah, there's tons of scientific data that supports that, yeah.
Okay, well, so is the new spray on the website?
Yes, it is.
Okay, copper peptide at brainhealthformulas.com, where you'll also find the oxytocin nasal. They're both nasal sprays.
Yes.
Brainhealthformulas.com. Up next, news from Derek for folks who would like to earn extra income. Derek is building a team. I can't wait to hear about this. It's up next. One more segment with Derek Lee on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 948.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
Hello, friends. Welcome back. Welcome back. Live and local, this is John Potter. Excuse me. You brought up copper peptide with a nasal spray. I did not know this. Copper peptide. People have been using copper peptide patches?
Yep.
Okay, so this is unique then that you put this in a nasal spray.
Yeah, I've been using copper peptides for years, especially in skin serums, skin lotions, things like that. I started putting in a copper peptide nasal spray about a month ago. And then my fiance introduced me to a company that actually used biomedic, I might not be saying that right, biometric patch that mm-hmm. uses body heat. And then so the body heat activates the patch, and then the patch emits a light, which penetrates through the skin to activate our own natural stem cells. And so what I've noticed is when we combine the nasal spray with the patch, it drastically increases the efficacy of both, because then our body has copper peptide available, and the patch can actually compound it, the use of it, because it has a copper peptide to then use as energy source, as the fuel, and so then the patch can direct mm-hmm. it.
Well, I would assume that the nasal spray is a faster delivery to the body than a patch.
It's faster.
It's directly to the innards.
It's a faster delivery system, yes. Yeah. And the nasal spray is going to, based on the science, goes mostly to the brain.
Okay.
What this patch is going to do is activate the stem cell production, stem cell availability. And so this company has a ton of research to support that. They have over 100 patents globally that supports it. They've been in business for over 20 years.
This is your new brand partner, right?
Yes.
Okay, folks, it's a stem cell company which uses light patches to activate stem cell production. And you can see this, the whole story, on brainhealthformulas.com.
Yep.
And your partner is Lightwave Company. And you've been talking to this guy who's been using this therapy for, he's in his 80s right now?
Yeah, I was on a Zoom call a few days ago. Mm-hmm. This individual's in early 80s, I believe. And so he has a high PSA count. Doctors have told him he has prostate cancer. A lot of people get that, or high PSA numbers. And this guy's been using these patches for, I don't know how long, maybe I think it was 18 months. And every month his PSA numbers continue to drop. And so he was on the Zoom call and he was actually telling his story. And I can't even imagine someone could make up something like that, especially when his blood work is there to support it.
Well, you got my attention, because PSA levels all important now when you reach our age.
Yeah.
My doctor flat out said you eventually will have prostate cancer.
Wow.
The odds are that high. So odds are that we will get it in our later years. So this is something that targets prostate cancer. Again, this is a stem cell company, Lightwave. Check out the story, brainhealthformulas.com. So how do folks earn extra income out there with the team that you're building on this?
It's a network marketing company. And so they, instead of hiring sales teams, they rely on people communicating their stories, people communicating the information to work by word of mouth mostly. And so this is what they promote. They have a very great return for promoting the products. And so this is something that I believe in. I'm a big believer in light technology. I've built custom LED lights I can generate a light to have a specific outcome, which can actually change the mood in an ambient setting just by the color of light. So I've known this for a long time. And when I was introduced to this company, I'm like, well, I know light can have that effect. If this guy's been able to narrow down specific light waves to penetrate through the skin to activate our own stem cells, I'm like, this is a no-brainer to me.
Blows my mind.
Yeah.
And that whole story is on brainhealthformulas.com.
I believe so.
And people can check it out there.
Yeah, and if people have questions, you can always call. My number is 775-634-7789. And not only about the patches, but you can also call me about any of my formulas as well. And, John, can I shift gears here for a second?
Sure. Yeah. Testimonials?
So, yeah, testimonials. There's an individual who called the show on air a few months ago. He was diagnosed with myeloma. Myeloma is a neurodegenerative disease where the myelin sheath, which is how our nervous system functions, the myelin sheath was unraveling. And so that's what myeloma is. It's the unraveling of the myelin sheath.
Oh, my gosh.
And so he was diagnosed with that, and he called on air. I talked to him off air, and I sold him the Nerve Tranquility. He's only been taking one capsule every morning, and he went and saw his neurologist either this week, this last week, or the week before, and and the neurologist had told him that his nervous system, is that the myelin sheath is actually repairing, and he's improving. He's walking more efficiently. And so the individual showed the neurologist what he was taking, showed them their Tranquility package, and the neurologist said, keep doing whatever you're doing because it's working. And they also let the individual know that I've heard of this company. They have great products. So we're starting to get known in the brain, in the neurology, in the team of neurologists around this area that Brain Health Formulas works. It's actually very repairing the nervous system.
Exciting stuff there, Derek.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
All right, the brand new product is there. It's Copper Peptide Nasal Spray at BrainHealthFormulas.com. And his only other nasal spray, which we love because it's a good carrier to the body, is the oxytocin nasal spray.
Yeah, oxytocin, that's great. Oxytocin also helps with depression. If we don't want to leave the house, if we have social anxiety, there's a lot of benefits to it. A lot of times we don't notice the benefits right away, but it helps us kind of just get moving. It helps us put information together. It helps us expand our awareness, our consciousness. It helps us to see things from different perspectives. And I believe that oxytocin and copper peptide really compound off each other. If you guys have any questions, 775-634-7789. Website's brainhealthformulas.com. Thank you, John.
And your phone number's on the website, right?
Yes, it is.
Brainhealthformulas.com. Thanks, Derek. Talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks, John.
Fox News up next time. John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:58.